Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. In today's episode, I read to you an article written by a senior correspondent Deepak Mishra and Shankar Arnimesh. Why Nitish's JDU and BJP are compelled to stay in unhappy marriage despite public sniping. Marriages may be the chief cause of divorce as the adage goes, but at times compulsions can put the decision in abeyance. This is true in politics, the uneasy political marriage and equally uneasy truce between ruling allies Janata Dal United and Bharatiya Janata Party in Bihar has been evident for months now. The JDU and BJP have been allies for most of the last 20 years, save for a 4-year period of estrangement from 2013 to 2017, as Nitish Kumar has retained his hold over the chief minister's chair, also barring a short period in which Jitaramanji led the state. But now, Nitish seems to be facing more opposition from the BJP than he is from rival parties on a multitude of issues, and not much of it is being kept under wraps by either side. So if you talk about the BJP's compulsions, BJP had emerged as the larger of the two allies after the 2020 assembly elections with 74 seats to the JDU's 43. But it stuck to its promise of supporting Nitish as the leader of the NDA government. Since then, the party's deep differences have surfaced, but if the alliance were to break now, it would mean that the BJP has lost three of its oldest allies since 2019, the others being the Shiv Sena and the Shrimani Akali Dal. Besides going into the 2024 Lok Sabha polls, the party will need to have a strong regional ally like Nitish Kumar. This is the reason why it has officially maintained silence on issues like excise policy, liquor tragedies, caste censors and award wapsi. We are not in sync on many issues. It isn't unusual as we are two different political parties with different ideologies. We expect better coordination, but tricky issues can be sorted out, a senior BJP told The Print. BJP's co-in-charge of Bihar, Harish Dwivedi, added, "We have differences on many issues, but it does not mean we are drifting. Our alliance is intact and the government is working for the poorest of the poor in Bihar." So if you talk about how this truce has also put Nitish in the spot, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar knows that the BJP can't annoy him beyond a certain point. The JDU leader is also aware that in alliance with the BJP, he enjoys more autonomy than his last experience of running the government in alliance with old rival Rashtriya Janata Dal when he was under constant pressure from Lalu Prasad's family. Last week, RJD State President Jagannath Singh suggested that Nitish should drop BJP ministers who are opposed to the demand for a caste census. Singh then went a step further and offered the RJD's support to the JDU if the BJP decides to pull out of Nitish-led Bihar government over the issue. However, within hours, RJD Chief and Leader of Opposition in the Assembly, Tejaswi Yadav, contradicted him, saying, "There is no question of supporting Nitish. Our support to JDU is limited to caste census and special status." According to informed sources in the RJD, an alliance with the JDU is possible only if Nitish Kumar accepts Tejaswi as the chief minister, a condition unacceptable to Nitish. And thus, without the support of the single largest party in the assembly, RJD 75, Nitish can only remain chief minister if he sticks with the BJP. The alliance partners have been venting their grievances in public for the last 2 years, but a major trigger point came in December last year when Kumar snapped at BJP MLA Nikki Hembrom when she suggested that the government should allow tribals to brew liquor from the Mahua plant, going against the prohibition Nitish posed in the state in 2016. This led to angry BJP MLAs holding meetings with both Deputy Chief Minister Tar Kishore Prasad and party's state president Sanjay Jaiswal. In the meeting, the BJP MLA charged the party leadership with being mute spectators when a leader was humiliated, not to mention party workers at the ground level. The quote begins, "We were told that we should not do anything that leads to the government being toppled, but we were given a free hand to air our views on any issue against the government," claimed a BJP MLA in conversation with The Print. Another episode that drew eyeballs was the ruckus created by BJP Minister Jigvesh Mishra in the assembly when his car was stopped outside his premise to allow the district magistrate of Patna to pass. The matter was resolved only after the DM and the superintendent of the police went to the minister's residence and apologized. Not surprisingly, when a huge tragedy struck Nitish Kumar's constituency of Nalanda that left 13 dead, the BJP outstripped RJD in its criticism. The quote begins, "The Bihar prohibition laws are a joke. Only the poor are targeted. There is a nexus between police and liquor mafia," claimed BJP spokesperson Prem Ranjan Patel. The standoff between the allies isn't just limited to the liquor laws. The JDU has held BJP responsible for not being able to hold an all-party meeting on caste census. However, Patel said the BJP was party to the assembly resolution which advocated caste census. The chief minister does not need her consent to hold the meeting. The quote ends. The JDU's demand for special status for Bihar has been mocked by BJP ministers who say that the central government has been generous on funds to Bihar. Another issue in recent times has been BJP turning down an alliance with JDU in the forthcoming UP assembly polls. The quote begins, "The JDU does not exist in UP. It is free to contest on its own," said BJP spokesperson Vinod Sharma. Recently, Bihar BJP President Sanjay Jaiswal sought to put Nitish JDU on the mat by demanding that his government arrest Daya Prakash Sinha, the Padma Shri and Sahitya Academy awardee playwright who made a controversial remark about Emperor Ashoka. Jaiswal stressed that coalition politics wasn't one-way traffic and 74 lakh BJP workers in the state would give a fitting reply. Thank you for listening. We will be back soon with a new episode.